There's a struggle going on over the investigation into the death of Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. She was killed last month as she was covering an Israeli army operation in the occupied West Bank. Investigations by the UN Human Rights Office and several media outlets all say an Israeli soldier likely killed her. Israel says it's still looking into the death, and the U.S. has called for a transparent investigation. NPR's Daniel Estrin has been following the story from Jerusalem. Hi, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Remind us about the circumstances of this journalist's death.
Shireen Abu Akleh was really well known to her viewers on Arabic language Al Jazeera and known worldwide to viewers covering the violence and the conflict that has been going on for decades in the Palestinian territories. People here in the Palestinian territories would watch Al Jazeera to find out what was going on in their own backyards, and they would watch her and her coverage. Now, the story that she was covering, the context is that there had been weeks of Palestinian attacks in Israel and Israeli army incursions and arrests in Palestinian areas. And she was covering one of those Israeli arrest raids in the Jenin refugee camp. She was with a group of journalists. She was wearing a vest clearly marked with the English word press, and she was shot.
There were other reporters around at the time, though, who said that they were being fired at as well. Is it clear that this particular journalist was being isolated, being targeted?
What is clear from media investigations from the New York Times, the Washington Post, others, as well as the UN Human Rights Office, which did their own inquiry, they have reviewed evidence of video footage, audio, and the location, the known locations of Palestinian gunmen versus Israeli soldiers. They've all said that the evidence points to the likelihood that it was an Israeli soldier who shot her. Israel says it's not clear if it was a Palestinian gunman or an Israeli soldier, and they're still investigating. Israel says what's clear is that she was not targeted intentionally by any Israeli soldier, but Israel has not said how it's reached that conclusion. Israel, we do know, has questioned the suspected soldier and has retrieved his weapon. We don't know what that soldier told Israeli investigators. We don't know what his orders were. And we still need to see evidence and hear answers about the circumstances of that shot and was it intentional. Israel says it wasn't.
Why would this happen now and why to this specific journalist?
Well, her family, Shireen Abu Akleh's family, say that they can't understand it any other way but that she was targeted for her reports, that she was silenced by Israel. Israel says that they are committed to freedom of the press and that she was not targeted directly. But you have to understand this from the context that, unfortunately, there are Palestinian casualties that happen very frequently when Israeli soldiers are conducting incursions in Palestinian areas. And so the question now is when Israel will continue its own investigation and whether there will be any kind of definitive answers of who shot her and what the intentions were. Palestinians refuse a joint investigation with Israel. Israel says, we cannot determine the facts without the bullet. Palestinian officials refused to submit the bullet for a joint investigation. And when I spoke with Shireen Abu Akleh's brother, he said, how can you expect a suspect to investigate this objectively? He wants the evidence submitted to the U.S. for a U.S.-led investigation. She was also a U.S. dual citizen. But the State Department says the U.S. is not about to be investigating this. The U.S. wants Israelis and Palestinians to be sharing evidence. So we're back at square one. And the question is, will there be any breakthrough in Israel's own investigation for it to present answers?
The reason the Palestinians have the bullet is that she was in Palestinian territory, and that's where the bullet was extracted from her body.
That's right. Palestinian investigators did their own forensic investigation, retrieved the bullet, but Israel says without matching the soldier's rifle to the bullet, it cannot decisively determine that it was a soldier who shot her. But I've spoken to military experts, one of Ner Gvaryahu, a former sniper in the Israeli army, who says Israel has more information it has not released. It's not just a question of the bullet. What did the suspected soldier say? What were his orders? What other footage might the Israeli army have of that incident? We don't know the answers to that. And he is part of an organization that called Breaking the Silence, which interviews other former Israeli soldiers about what they saw and what they did during their service. And he says there's a long history of shortcomings when it comes to investigations of Palestinian civilian casualties when the Israeli army is involved. So this is part of a long history of Palestinian civilian casualties and not very many prosecutions of soldiers.
NPR's Daniel Estrin speaking to us from Jerusalem. Thank you.
You're welcome.